Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
After 4.5 years, it is the final edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network, and we are going out in style. Coming up, we begin by looking back at last night's Thursday night football game between two of the best teams in football, if not the best teams. And man, did we get a game for the ages, Rams and Seahawks in the Emerald City. In 20 minutes, our Week 16 extravaganza gets underway as we look at every game on the early slate. Then it's the late slate of games and a preview of Sunday Night Football in just 40 minutes. I'm Michael Jenkins. My partner, as always, is Chelsea Messenger. Final show ever. Good morning, Chelsea.
Yeah, good morning. It does feel very bittersweet because now, moving forward at this time, 5:01 a.m. Central, if you ask me how I'm doing, I will be fast asleep. I am not going to miss waking up this early, but I am going to miss waking up with all of you guys. So I feel like I haven't really been super sentimental. Like, I feel like it still hasn't set in for me until they play that final, like, intro. And I was like, oh, wow. It's really here.
Yeah, this is it. I'll be good until we get to like the final segment, and then I'll be like curled up in a ball in the corner, you know, crying on air. People are like, oh, this is gross. I'm gonna turn the light now.
This is hard to watch.
It's hard to listen to, honestly. It's been a good run, guys. I think I'm gonna go listen to something else, maybe some pop or something, anything outside of this. But, you know, we're gonna reminisce a little bit. Obviously, we'll go into the last 4.5, almost 5 years. We're really pivoting towards 5 years, if you think about it, on this show. And if you're not aware, because of a corporate merger, this show and some of the shows, a lot of people that you know on this network will no longer be here, are no longer be here. So it's not just us, but we're going to take some time to certainly look back on where we started and where we are now.
Yeah, it's wild because for somebody who has a child, like the passage of time is so visible. Jenks, when we started the show, I think Blake was in diapers. Like, it's crazy.
God. That's right.
Like, she's six. Like, she was like a year and a half, you know, I guess she would have been two. And I remember, like, when we did meetings, like, after the show, she was, like, slightly off camera, like, slobbering on, like, a bomb pop. And I was like, stay over there. Stay over there. Mama's got to work. And now she's a full-blown six-year-old that's completely independent. She goes to kindergarten. She can read. So it's wild to see, like, that journey, like, through a child, because it's very obvious, like, how long we've been on air.
Man, when I started this show, I was fresh off a divorce, and now I'm getting married in April. Like, that's a huge change, too. You know what I mean? It's amazing. Time has flown in a big way. Well, let's get to our bets from last night. We have to talk about last night's game. And, of course, we'll go back in time, share some stories, all that good stuff. But first, let's start, like I always enjoy starting, with a winner on your end, Chelsea.
Yeah, so my hypothesis for the Seahawks-Rams game was I thought it was going to be a coin flip, so I didn't want anything to do with a side, but I wanted to trust these big-name receivers who have been cash money for both of their teams so far this season. So I had Puka Nacua, 70-plus receiving yards, combined with Jackson Smith and Jigba, 70-plus receiving yards as well. That's minus 112. And, of course, both these guys had huge nights. Puka Nacua, especially 225 receiving yards, along with two touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigmo, what a roller coaster ride it is to bet on his props, because he didn't have a catch until the third quarter, and you're like, is he playing in this game? But he did have some massive catches down the stretch. So when it counted, JSN, of course, popped up. So I will take my dub on this Friday.
I took an L, but that's all right. I had Missouri State on the money line against Arkansas State in the Xbox Bowl. Nobody was watching that game. But Arkansas State wins 34-28, so that was a loss. Dogster took an L as well. He had the Rams on the money line against the Seahawks, and the Seahawks win by a point in overtime. So, for the week, Chelsea, for our final week, we will make some bets at the end of the show. We won't be able to recap them on Monday, but thus far, you are 2-3. I'm 3-4. The Dogster, 2-2. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Final show. And you know what? We keep saying we're going to go out on a bang. Let's go out on a high note. And man, what a game to talk about to start this show. The Seahawks edging the Rams 38-37 in overtime. The Rams getting a point and a half. Seahawks minus 125 on the money line. Total set at 42. We go way over that mark. This was arguably the game of the year. Rams, 16-point lead into the fourth quarter. Seahawks rally. Rashid Shaheed, a 58-yard punt return for a touchdown. Two-point conversion misses, so Seahawks down 30-22. Later, Sammy Darnold to A.J. Barner in the end zone. The Seahawks convert a bizarre two-point conversion, which looks incomplete and is casually picked up in the end zone by Zach Charbonnet, but it's ruled a backwards pass. They review it. The conversion counts. So we're tied at 30. We go to overtime. The Rams strike first, and it is Matthew Stafford, of course.
Darnold, play fake, looks, throws, caught! Smith and Jigba.
Oh, that is Matthew Stafford to Puka Nacua on a 41-yard touchdown. Then Seattle comes back with Sam Darnold to Jackson Smith and Jigba. And so we end up going to overtime. Okay, so we're tied up. Here we go. The Seahawks trying to tie it up. They do, and they go for the win.
Barner in motion. Darnold throws. Caught for the 2 points. Eric Sorbert. They throw to a guy who hadn't made a catch or was targeted all night long. What a game.
So there we go. We were tied in overtime, or could have been tied in overtime. The Seahawks go for two, gutsy call, and they win it. This is the first time a team in Seattle has won a game in overtime going for two. And Chelsea, I don't know what to say about this game except that it was incredible.
Yeah, sometimes the best games don't have to make a ton of sense. Just like that two-point conversion. Jinx, I don't know about you watching this two-point conversion at 4 o'clock in the morning today. And I'm like, is my brain working? Nobody knew what was going on. The fact that they barely even, you know, went after it because they thought the play was dead, it just goes to show that you play until the whistle blows and you never know. And as far as Seattle goes, I think the question mark was who was the more complete team coming into this game? And a lot of people said, hey, that's the Rams because, you know, their defense is top five in the league, but their offense has an MVP front runner leading the charge with Matt Stafford. And boy, was he good last night. It was no fault of Matt Stafford's because what did he have? 457 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no picks. But when you say complete team, it's not just about the quarterbacks. It is about everything, including special teams. And the Seahawks, with that huge injection from Rashid Shaheed on the special teams to get them back in this game, and the Rams with some breakdowns on the special teams front. And it just goes to show, when you have these heavyweight fights, a lot of it is who can stick around the longest. And you could tell that Rams defense was starting to get really tired, you know, in the fourth quarter and overtime. And what a finish, what a game, what a win for Seattle, who now controls their own destiny a lot more than the Rams, who are staring down the chance of possibly starting the playoffs on the road.
What did you think about the Seahawks going for two here? Because here it is. I mean, they're down a point. They can kick the field goal. They can keep going. Did you like the fact that they were aggressive here? I kind of love this. And if you listen to Mike McDonald after the game, he was saying, yeah, we talked about this. We talked about if we're going to play in a situation like this where it's in overtime, and they didn't necessarily say this game, but if we come upon this situation, are we going to be aggressive? So this was something they had thought about. They had planned. That play was something they had practiced, and they decided to be aggressive. It paid off. I kind of love that, that, hey, you're on your home turf. You've gone back and forth. You've rallied from 16 points down. You're still down in overtime. Now you have a chance to win it. We're going to go for it. And it came home. If it doesn't, of course, people say, well, it was a bad call. But I like the gutsiness here.
I also think it kind of matched what the game was giving them. Because look at how aggressive Sean McVay was early on in this game, going for all these fourth downs. And that's normally how he is. It was kind of surprising that he went for the field goal on a couple of those. But my point being, when there are this many points scored and the opposing quarterback has 457 yards of offense, I think you got to be aggressive. Like, this is the one thing that maybe, I don't know if it's built into the numbers when they do like the analytics and they're like, he should go for it. 66% chance is that you watch the game. You're like, okay, I think this game calls for some aggressiveness. And, you know, it paid off for Seattle. So in the end, it was definitely the right call.
What does this do for Sam Darnold? So during the game, he threw what was very close to being a pick six. It was returned to like the one. And then Blake Corum punched it in for, or Blake Corum returned it, and then the, you know, the Rams get into the end zone. So is this better for, you know, I guess what I'm saying is we've seen that narrative where, oh, Sam Darnold, you know, he can't get it done in the clutch. And he wasn't great early, but late in the game, Chelsea, he was really clutch, and particularly on that final touchdown, on that two-point conversion. So I think maybe, not completely, but kind of shifted the narrative last night.
Oh, this feels like the biggest win of his career, does it not?
It does.
And I think because a lot of people, it's not just the playoff games, it's the de facto playoff games. Because remember, with the Vikings, he had that game down the stretch that was also very important, and he kind of crumbled in that one. But again, when you're playing a team that's as good as the Rams, because think about, we do like the circle of trust in the NFL, and it feels like the Rams have been the only team in the circle of trust, it feels like, for the last 6 weeks. So to do it against this team and this defense in this situation is a massive deal for Sam Darnold. So I know that some people are going to look at the two picks and like, well, he wasn't perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to win the game. Because at the end of the day, isn't that the ultimate goal in football, is to win games? And that's what Sam Darnold did, with a little help from some of his friends and his special teams and his receivers and his defense. But yes, I am very glad we are not standing here talking about Sam Darnold lost another big game. Because even if he did, like, look at the final score. This was a back and forth affair. So I thought both quarterbacks performed very admirably.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, Matthew Stafford was just unbelievable. I think this was great for both guys, right? I mean, the stats in this game are ridiculous. So Darnold goes 22 of 34, 270 yards, two touchdowns, two picks. And so, yeah, the two picks, but also late in the game, helping rally that team back. I know there was a special teams touchdown from Rashid Shaheed, but also Darnold was great. And then Matthew Stafford, 29 of 49, 457 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. Puka Nacua had 12 catches for 225 yards. Just stupid numbers. And so Matthew Stafford was leading the MVP race in the NFL going into this game, and he certainly did nothing to, you know, push himself back in the pack. If anything, he's probably more minus money now.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, these numbers don't lie. And that's the wild part of this game, is that the Rams outgained the Seahawks by more than 100 yards on the offensive side of things, and they won the turnover battle. No turnovers to three turnovers. Normally, those are games that you're always going to win, especially when you score 37 points, but it wasn't the case. So the Rams certainly have some film study to do, and this is not going to be a fun one to rewatch on film.
Didn't put this in the chat, D-Day. Stafford is now minus 225 to win the MVP. So going into this game, Stafford was around minus 60, 160, something like that. Now he's minus 225. So even in a loss, his odds improved. And you can see why. This was not on him. And I'm really stunned that we saw so much offense. I mean, we saw the under go from 44.5 to 42 before game time. A lot of money was coming in on the under because of the defenses here. But, man, we also mentioned there is a lot of offensive talent, and it was on perfect display last night. Also, what a week for Puka Nacua. So,
Oh my God.
I mean, he goes on a live stream, criticizes the officials. Then his brother Samson yesterday is accused of stealing a car from Lakers forward Adu Thierro. And then last night, after that bizarre two-point conversion, Nacua gets online and posts, "Appreciate you stripes for the contribution, LOL." The criticism and the, "Hey, yeah, thanks for having our backs."
I thought it was so funny how after yesterday's show, like, we saw some of the controversy coming from, like, that live stream. But there were more things that came out. Like, I think he hit, like, the entire bingo card of, like, how many things can you say on a live stream that people are going to have a problem with? And, like, for good reason. Some that he should not have said. But it's just wild to me. Maybe he will learn his lesson and keep his mouth shut by judging by... But judging by that tweet, I don't know if it's going to be the case.
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys suck. You're always trying to get on camera. You're making terrible calls. But appreciate you. Appreciate you guys, even after all that. Coming up on the show, we don't just get December football. We get Saturday football in the NFL, and our preview of every single game is ahead here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Final show coming up next. Chelsea gets one last chance to complain about her Titans. Chelsea, so I haven't asked you for an update here. They're building a brand new Nissan Stadium opening in 2027 right there in Nashville. I was looking at some pictures yesterday online. How's that coming along? Do you see it often? Do you drive by it?
Well, since I don't live in the heart of the city anymore, not really, because I live in Hendersonville, which is like 20 minutes away. So it's not on like my daily commute or anything. I did see it the other day. It was probably maybe a month ago. And it's wild how most of the structure is already up. And you're just thinking to yourself, man, that's going to be a nice stadium. I sure hope we can put a decent team in it. And it's wild to me that, like, me and Jake were talking, we're like, I think the only good teams that will play in there are maybe college teams. If we get a college football playoff, you know, matchup. Because that's the thing. When you get a new stadium, usually you will get some of those events. And it does feel like Nashville is one of those it cities that's, you know, on the come up and a lot of people want to come here. It is a tourist destination. So maybe we can hope for some good games, just maybe not from the Titans.
Yeah, I think what was the running joke that I saw? Like, hey, they're building this new stadium. You know, what are some of the features? You know, and people would be like, hopefully not bringing the Titans with them. And I was like, okay, I get it. So, but, you know, by design, Chelsea, every seat, 38% closer to the field. And doesn't your family or currently have, what is it, season tickets or something like that? Like some sort of thing where you guys share tickets with each other?
Yeah, it's PSLs. So it's like season tickets, but it's forever unless you sell them. Because my dad got them when the Titans first came to town as an investment, you know, because it feels like investing in the NFL in some way or form or another is always a good investment. So we've had these since the Titans have come to town. So I would imagine we'll keep them, but it is a lottery to see where your seats are. So that's going to be the crazy part, is because we've had the same seats for the entirety of the Titans like franchise. But I don't think we get our same seats when we move to this new stadium. So it'll have to be a whole other drawing.
Okay, very interesting. I'm excited about the potential stadium. Not the potential, it is happening here in D.C. And supposedly, at least the timeline is, they're going to have the stadium built at the RFK site by 2030. And the Commanders have hired the same architects that designed SoFi Stadium and U.S. Bank Stadium. So if there's anything like that, those two are fantastic stadiums, then whatever they build here should be amazing. So I'm super pumped about that.
Yeah, anytime you get a new stadium, it's a big deal because obviously they're not going to spend a bunch of money on something that's already outdated.
Right.
So at least you will have a nice venue, especially compared to the one like a few years ago where they were talking about like sewage. And remember when parts of the bleachers were falling on like Jalen Hurts?
Sure do.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, listen, sewage is leaking and there was almost a catastrophe that would have resulted in numerous million-dollar lawsuits. Maybe we need a new stadium. Like that was sort of like the flashing red light, like the neon sign, like, hey, maybe it's time to do something different. Northwest Stadium is fine, but the team could use an upgrade, and thankfully, they are getting one. All right, let's get some cash and tell you where we're leaning week 16 in the NFL. And we start, Chelsea, on NFL Saturday. How about this? It's that time of year. Eagles, Commanders getting things started right here in D.C. Eagles laying 6.5. The Eagles minus 285. In the spirit of the holiday season, Eagles fans flock to Northwest Stadium in Washington, angry at Jalen Hurts, still upset with the Phillies, and looking to assault Santa Claus. Total is set at 44 and a hook. That's like the most low-hanging fruit ever when it comes to Eagles fans, because they booed Santa Claus like 3 decades ago. I like the under in this game. Are you going to lay it with the Eagles? How do you feel? Because I'm obviously not objective, being the pregame guy for the Commanders. What do you think?
I think when you start handicapping this game, you say to yourself, is there a chance the Eagles could lose this game outright? I think it's in the realm of possibility based on the mentality of this Eagles team this year. Just because you boat race the Raiders does not mean anything. And right. I'm not saying that the Commanders are a great team right now, because obviously Jaden Daniels not going to play for this one. And it's not been a great defense. Like, they had a little boon when Dan Quinn started calling the defense. But still, like, I do think that obviously the Eagles should win this game. But 7 points, you really need to trust the team. If I'm going to lay 7 points in the NFL, it needs to be a team that's squarely in the circle of trust. The Eagles are certainly not that team. I do think there's other ways to play this one. I think from a prop standpoint, we have seen the emergence of Dallas Goedert for Philadelphia. The tight end has had back-to-back great games in the receiving game, 70 yards, 78 yards, along with 2 touchdowns last time around against Las Vegas. So I think that he's going to be involved a lot more in all the plays that are surrounding the red zone. So I think Dallas Goedert, if you look at his props, it's around, I think, 40. It's a low number. I think he's going to be the guy to target in this game instead of a side.
Yeah, I like the under here. It's going to be really cold here in D.C., which, you know, I think, it's December, right? But sometimes I think that helps the handicap a little bit, a little harder to have high-scoring games when it's freezing. But more than that, if you look at the Eagles, they are stout defensively. I mean, they have been fantastic. It's just the offense that can't get anything going. And I'm not buying into the Eagles' offense because they beat up on the Raiders. Like, the Raiders suck. And the Commanders' defense has gotten much better. At times, they're kind of a work in progress, but ever since Dan Quinn took over as the play caller, then you have definitely seen improvement here. So, also, Eagles are 6-0 to the under in their last six, so I'm going to go under 44.5. How about this game? Packers and the Bears. Packers laying 1.5. The Packers minus 120. The Bears are even money. Total 46.5. The Packers favored at Soldier Field. This a trap?
Well, it should be noted that this line is flipped. Over at BetMGM, the Bears now 1.5 favorites. So if you played my teaser early on in the week, you would have got some great closing line value, because this line was the Bears getting a point. Mm-hmm. So clearly the public is buying into what the Bears are selling. I think this game looks like a coin flip to me. I think it will be another prove-it game, because it feels like all of the games are prove-it games for a Bears team that has such a razor-thin scoring margin. Because usually you see these teams with these great records and they have, you know, these amazing positive scoring margins. Not really the case for the Bears. They're hovering right around even. So we'll see what this Bears offense and Caleb Williams can do against the Packers. At least they won't have to face Micah Parsons in this one, but they still have Rashawn Gary and a lot of other great defensive pieces. But we know Jordan Love is usually great this time of year during Toyota-thon, and he's had a great stretch for the Packers this December. So I think this is going to be one I'm going to stay away from. But it should be noted, it was a great teaser leg. But now that the Bears are favoring this one, you can kiss it goodbye.
Yeah. I feel like the Bears are the right side here. Like, I just, it's time for me to finally buy in on the Bears. You know, Caleb Williams continues to improve each and every week. Ben Johnson, who has done such an awesome job with this team, definitely feels like he has that offensive line and getting better each week. And also Michael Parsons, as we know, with Sean Gary, will still be there. But Parsons being out for the Packers is massive, because then you have Caleb Williams, who will be able to throw without so much pressure, because Michael Parsons, before his injury, led the NFL in pressure. So I'm on the Bears, and I will gladly take them on the money line or laying the points. Let's go to Sunday, Chelsea. Bills and Browns. Bills minus 10. Bills minus 600. Browns plus 425. Total set at 42. Big number, but the Bills need to keep pace with the Patriots. Still have a chance to win the division. What do you think?
I think the Bills win, but 10.5 is pretty steep.
Yeah.
It's such a wild thing to handicap the Bills, because it feels to me like there are such a wide array of outcomes. There's outcome one, which I think most people look at, and it's Josh Allen. Is Josh Allen He scores, you know, six touchdowns or whatever, and the Bills win comfortably. So if you want to play an alt line in this game, you could play Bills like minus 14 or something. I feel like that's an outcome. But also, we see the floor of this. I feel like there is no more talented team that has this low of a floor. Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles, just because of their mentality. But as for teams that are mentally stable, it just feels like the Bills could lose to anybody on any given week, just depending on if Josh Allen has a bad game. Because it should be noted, their defense does have deficiencies, especially against the run. So I don't know. I feel like the Bills, again, 10.5 is a lot in the NFL. So maybe they'll win by like 3 touchdowns. But I think there's also a chance that this game is closer than maybe people expect.
I think this is going to be one of my best bets. Maybe just because I want to hear from Marv Levy again. Marv Levy's 100 years old, by the way. Incredible. Good old Marv. I'm going to lay it with the Bills. I feel like they're going to take that momentum from last week against the Patriots. And instead of having a letdown spot, they can't afford it this time of year. So I'll probably lay it. And we'll talk about that later on the show during our pick six. Chargers and Cowboys. How about this? The Chargers are dogs in this game. The number has moved. Cowboys now 2.5-point favorites. Cowboys minus 130 on the money line. Chargers plus 110 total is now 49 and a hook. Are you taking the Chargers as dogs on the road, or is this a trap?
Yeah, it feels like a trap, but It felt like a trap last week when the Chargers were getting 5.5 points against the Kansas City Chiefs, and they won that game outright. So I think if there's any side in this game, it's going to be the Chargers. They feel like they have way more to play for, a team that's sitting in the second spot in the AFC West, sitting at 10-4. And there's no guarantees that the Cowboys are going to make the postseason, just because the NFC is just so tough this year. Plus, we don't know what we're going to get from George Pickens.
Yeah.
What's up with that guy? Like, from somebody who I used to love betting on from a prop standpoint, it doesn't feel like I can trust his mentality down the stretch. So for a team that you kind of have questions about, I don't want to lay 2.5 points. I think this is another great option for a teaser. If you get the Chargers all the way up to 8.5 points, I don't see the Cowboys blowing them out. Like, that offense is certainly something else, but there is no defense, I think, in the NFL better at limiting those big explosive plays. The Chargers have been really good at that all season long. So if there's ever a defense to maybe slow down what CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and George Pickens sometimes have going, it's going to be this Chargers defense. So I'd be on the Chargers here.
I would actually be on the Cowboys. I feel like this number is, like we always say, begging you to bet on the Chargers, but Dallas is playing for nothing. Dak Prescott is also coming off a game where he threw 0 touchdowns. That's only the third time that's happened all season, and I feel like this is an absolute bounce-back spot for the Cowboys, who are generally very good at home. So I'm actually going to lay the 2.5 with the Cowboys. Okay, here we go, Chelsea. Chiefs. Titans, your Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs are 3-point favorites. That's down from 3.5. Money coming in on Tennessee. Chiefs minus 175. The Titans are plus 145. And your total is 37 and a hook. You know what? I like your Titans. I love your Titans in this spot. Gardner Minshew at quarterback for the Chiefs. Don't you think they might quit in this game? I mean, no team ever quits, but the mental letdown of knowing, hey, we were in the Super Bowl last year, and now Patrick Mahomes is out for the season. This is a chance for your Titans to pull off the upset of upsets. Give me the Titans.
Tranks, have you been watching the Titans?
No.
Have you been watching Titans football? This is the team that does not have a back-to-back win since the year 2021, and they've been the worst covering team in the entire NFL. That's the thing. When the Titans get beat, they get the brakes beat off of them in some of these games. So I think, to me, this looks like a bargain on the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe Gardner Minshew is not at the level that he used to be, but still, overall, this is still a Chiefs team that's way better than what the Titans are putting on the field. And at least they have a competent head coach. Like, there's rumblings that people want to fire the interim coach here in Nashville. Like, what are we going to do? Fire somebody and bring another interim coach in for the next two games of the season? So, I don't know. You look at this number. I do not trust this Titans team. The only times they've won is when the other team has given them, you know, the game. That game against the Cardinals where it took like multiple fluky plays for them to win that game. And then that game against the Browns where it was like the worst two-point conversion play call I've ever seen. So in no world will I be playing the Titans in this one.
Okay. We got about a minute left. We can spin the wheel. We got Bengals, Dolphins, Jets, Saints, Vikings, Giants, Bucks, Panthers. Is there one of those games that really stands out to you?
Well, I think the Bucks-Panthers, at least that one means something because I think it's a difficult game this time of year, betting on games that don't really matter a ton, and especially, you know, when you have coaching situations that are in flux. But the Bucks and Panthers is a massive game. I understand not a lot of people care about the NFC South, but this one is for all of the marbles. So I think when you talk about these two division rivals, I know the Panthers are not a team that a lot of people want to trust, but I'll take the three with Carolina.
I'm going to do that as well. Let's get Jake a dub. Come on. It's the holiday season. Coming up on the show, is Jacksonville for real or just a bunch of Jags? That's just one of the games we will preview. Week 16 rolls on next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back on a Friday, the Friday morning good time edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Always great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Final show ever. coming up on the show. Who knew the Jags and Broncos would be a marquee game of Week 16? But here we are. A preview of Sunday's afternoon slate is just ahead. One of the worst takes this season before we get into the NFL was when, I don't know the person in particular, but when it was asked to Nick Sirianni, is it time for Jalen Hurts to be benched? That was a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, that is a terrible take. Just like Joel Klatt's take that March Madness is overrated. Like, that's another bad take. So, and by the way, if the Eagles did bench Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee is the backup. No offense, it's Tanner McKee. What is your worst sports take ever?
Ah, I think I've said this on the show multiple times, but okay. I was a firm believer in Johnny Manziel. I thought he was going to go to the NFL. I thought he was going to spark some life into a Cleveland Browns team that could not find a franchise quarterback, because I thought to myself, you know, if anybody can put a team on its back, it's Johnny Manziel, because that's back when I was covering the SEC, and I was covering Auburn on, you know, a daily basis. So I went to all their games. So I got to watch Johnny football in the flesh, and I was like, this guy is something special, which a lot of us thought. So you always wonder, like, what Johnny Manziel would have been if it weren't for the off-field stuff. But that's also part of the lore, right? So I don't know if you can separate, like, that part of his life from what he did on the football field. But when he was dynamic in college, boy, was he so much fun to watch.
I remember reading stories and talking to people behind the scenes when that was going on. And Johnny just, like, never looked at the playbook. He would just show up and just wheel and deal. And if you look back now and watch how he played, it's so obvious. Like, he was such a savant in how he played the game, but then he tried that same sort of preparation in the NFL, and clearly that's not going to work. But at A&M, he was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll just go out there and wing it, and it worked. But he was so much fun to watch, and yeah, I kind of thought he might if he could get it together. Didn't really happen. All right, let's make it happen when it comes to our picks. In the NFL Week 16, the late slate, how about this game? Jags and Broncos. Here we go. Broncos laying 3 in the Mile High City. Broncos minus 160. Jags plus 135. Your total is 45 and a hook. Chelsea, I want to believe in the Jacksonville Jaguars. But should I? What's going on here? What's the play?
All right, so here's the problem that I'm running across. I think you can get equally convincing handicaps for both sides of this equation, which means, like, I probably shouldn't be betting on anything. But let's start with the case for the Broncos covering a tight spread at home. You look at the Jags, and of course, they've got these great numbers. Trevor Lawrence is putting together, you know, these stats that fly off the page over the last few games. But since October 6th, the Jags have played 10 games. They have one win over a playoff team. One. That's against the Chargers. Against some of these other top-notch competition teams, they've been measured and they've been found wanting. Like, you look at the best teams and the best defenses they played. They lost to the Texans 36-29 in their most recent meeting. Against the Rams, they lost 35-7. That was a home game for the Jags. They lost to the Seahawks 20-12. And looking back at that win over the Chiefs, doesn't it feel devalued now? Like, it almost feels like in the college game where people are like, oh, that big win over Penn State. And you're like, eh, I don't know about that. So you look at the Jags, and it still feels like a team that I have my doubts about. Like, all of the numbers and the metrics as far as, you know, their defense and their offense have been great. But again, they've played a murderer's row of bottom feeders over this last stretch with the Cardinals, the Titans, the Colts without Daniel Jones, the Jets. And so this game will be a stark contrast to that. But then when you look at the other side of the coin, the Broncos have an equal case for fading them as well. Because look at some of the teams the Broncos have played closely. Like, even recently, like, I understand this is not a three-point game, but the Raiders kept it pretty close with them. Broncos ultimately wanting that 24-17. And then you look at that game against the Commanders that had to go to overtime. Broncos beat them by 1 point. Earlier in the season, the Raiders only lost by 3 to the Broncos in a 10-7 game. Broncos won by 3 against the Texans. So they played in a bunch of close games. So I think that's your case for the Jags.
Yeah. They're 5-0 against the number in their last five, so I'm going to go Jacksonville on the points here. I just think they're undervalued in the market, and I know the Broncos have this 11-game winning streak. They've been amazing, but I just don't think the market believes in the Jags. No one believes in the Jags except for the Jags. Falcons and Cardinals. Falcons laying 2.5. Falcons minus 140. Cards are plus 118. Total set at 47 and a hook. I am going to go with the over here. Huge over game. I wasn't sure how the Cardinals would respond with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback, but they have done a good job of putting points on the board and, more than anything, allowing teams to score against them. They have been such an over team. So both of these defenses are mediocre at best, but look at how many points the Cards defense has allowed recently. 44 to the Seahawks, 41 to the 49ers, 27 to the Jags, 45 to the Rams, 40 to the Texans. Cardinals are also 7-2 to the over in their last nine. I know it's a semi-high total, 47 and hook. I'm going over.
Ah, it makes a lot of sense when you look at some of these totals. Man. If there's ever a get-right spot for somebody's offense, it's going to be going against the Cardinals. So maybe the Falcons put together a great game plan. I'm just not a huge fan of trusting, like, two bottom tier team. So I totally get the handicap, but I'm going to stick with teams that I believe in a little bit more.
Yeah, well, that is fair. Okay, here we go. Steelers and Lions. Do you believe in the Pittsburgh Steelers? The Lions are laying 7 in Motown. Lions minus 350. Steelers are plus 275. Your total is 52. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't believe in the Steelers. Don't the Steelers need to lose? Aren't they, what, 8-6 right now? Don't they need to lose to get back sort of towards the 500 mark? Isn't that what they do? They're going to lose, and then they're going to find a way to maybe win the division and make the playoffs and then lose again. This is what the Steelers do. Also, when you look at Mike Tomlin as an underdog of 7 points or more, 7-10-1 against the spread all time. Lions back at home on that speedy turf at Ford Field. Give me the Lions minus 7.
Yeah, I think Jahmyr Gibbs is going to absolutely feast in this game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the Lions cover the 7, but I do think this is going to be a great game from a props perspective. And you start with the total. It's 52. I wouldn't be shocked if this game goes over that, because think about what these offenses can do. Like, starting with the Lions, obviously we know that they can go off at any moment when they're playing indoors. But also the Steelers. Like, if Aaron Rodgers continues to play at a high level, they should be able to put some points on the board in an absolute track meet in this game. But I do think, you know, from a prop standpoint, you look at Jahmyr Gibbs, because the Steelers, as expensive as that defensive unit has been, have been pretty shaky against their run. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they had a one-game sample size where they're better against the run, but I think it's a different deal when you're going against guys like Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. So I think you look at those guys in the prop market, or, you know, if you want to play the Lions or the over, I'm not going to talk you off of it.
Here's a stinker for you. Raiders, Texans. Texans minus 14.5. Texans minus 1,400. Raiders are 8-1. Total is 38. Chelsea, you going to lay this massive number with the Texans, or you like something different?
No, I'm not touching this game. Like, 14.5, I don't even do a second look. Like, 14.5 is a bananas number in the NFL.
Yeah.
And it would be one thing if you had a team that was offensively off the charts. Like, you look at a team like the Lions. If they're playing a terrible team, they can put up a 50 spot on them.
Right.
But the Texans, I'm not so sure. And I thought that last week against the Cardinals, and then they scored 40 points. So I don't know what to do with the Texans right now, but I will say this is a team that's absolutely trending in the right direction. So I'm not going to fade the Texans, because the Raiders are also very, very bad. But 14.5 at that point, it's a no play for me.
I'd play it. Maybe play down to 14 if you want to have some fun. But man, the Raiders just absolutely stink. They're going to get a spanking here. An adult spanking. Texans have won 6 straight. They're 5-1 against the number during that time. C.J. Stroud has looked really, really good. So this has been a nice, I don't want to say a comeback season, but we're seeing the C.J. Stroud that we saw during his rookie season when he was just so lights out. That defense is so nasty. And the Raiders have lost 4 of their last 5 games by at least 14 points. You talk about a team quitting. The Raiders are ready for the season to end yesterday. Like, I think this could be easily a 30-7 game, and the Texans cover easily. I'm going to put a sprinkle on the Texans at -14.5 or -14. Okay, Sunday Night Football. How about this one? Patriots and Ravens. This should be a good one. Ravens laying 3. Ravens, -150 on the money line. The Pats are +125. Your total is now staying steady at 48. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to be on the Patriots in this one. I know it feels like a trap with a great team getting 3 points, but you've seen the Patriots get a ton of disrespect in the market this season. In fact, they have a winning record outright as dogs this year. And I'm not, you know, selling a team just because they lost to Josh Allen and the Bills by 4 points in a massive comeback effort. It's Josh Allen. He's capable of beating anybody. And I know you could use that same handicap for Lamar Jackson, but it hasn't been that Lamar Jackson this season. So I think the Patriots can absolutely keep it close. And I think they have a chance to win this game outright.
I'm going to be on the other side here. I like the Ravens, believe it or not. So this is where I feel like you can look at an entire season and sort of the macro perspective and look at the numbers, but then you have to look at what has happened recently. And since week 6, the Ravens are top 5 in the NFL in almost every major defensive category when it comes to expected points added. I mean, they have really tightened up things on defense. So when you look at this number, it tells you that on a neutral field, this would be a coin flip. But I feel like Baltimore is playing now its best football of the season. That defense has really come together. And I think Baltimore should be highly motivated. They can keep pace or overtake the Steelers potentially in the division. So I will be on the Ravens laying a 3. Coming next on the show, it never really went away, but now college football is back in a big way. We get you ready for this weekend's playoff games. Hour 2 coming your way next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network final show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.